remember his name?
This is Russell from Cardiff.
Driver tracking.
Hey, is Linda in?
This is Shay.
Hey, Linda, it's Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
I'm fine, thanks.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember, we were in contact a couple quarters ago about some of the programs that we had to offer, the equipment financing and working capital, but at the time you said there was nothing in the pipeline, you didn't need any financing for anything, but just to give a friendly call back towards the end of the year to see how business was doing and if something's changed, so giving you a call.
We don't really need anything right now, but I appreciate the phone call.
Of course, yeah. Is there a typical time of the year where you kind of sit down and evaluate if you guys need to bring on a new truck or if you guys need some extra cash for the business?
Well, cash-wise, we don't. We normally sit down toward the latter fall just to see if we think we might need some to help with taxes, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah, to take advantage of Section 179. That's what a lot of my clients do, too.
Of course, I don't know how much longer that'll be in effect. Depends on what
That's why, I mean, the right now, the rate's at, or the amount, the total value is at $500,000. And who knows when that's going to change. I mean, they wrote it indefinitely. Like, they signed it into legislation, I think it was last year, for an indefinite time. But like you said, who knows how long that's going to last. You might as well take advantage of it while it's still here, right?
Yeah, but we don't really need anything right now, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, did you guys recently bring something on this year? Is that why you're not really looking at anything?
Well, we got some a few months ago, and I don't think we're going to need anything else.
Oh, what did you guys bring on, if you don't mind me asking?
It was a used 2007 Kenworth.
Oh, nice. Yeah, the Kenworths are a pretty nice brand over there.
Yeah, we like those.
Do you guys have, how many cars or trucks do you have in your fleet right now?
16.
16? Oh my gosh, that's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
How long have you guys been in business over there?
Since 97.
Wow, that's impressive. That's almost a new truck every year.
Well, actually, we went back and checked. We purchased 49 trucks since we've been in business.
What?
Yeah, some of them have been... Of course, total, or we, traded them or something. But yeah, we've had 49 trucks.
That's pretty impressive, actually. Do you guys cycle through them pretty quickly, though? Because I know when you start putting miles on them, and the life starts to dwindle.
Kind of starting to hold on to certain ones that we like, 2006s and 2007s.
Those are a pretty hot year.
Well, they sell good. If you ever, have one for sale, they sell good. People don't like these new ones with the depth and all that junk.
They just want simplicity, right?
Yeah, it is.
So you guys sell the trucks to, what, other drivers or other businesses?
Just depends. We have had some Kenworth dealerships that purchased some from us, and we've traded some. Some of them were total,
Mm-hmm.
We've had some people in the area that purchased some from us.
Oh, so this is just something you kind of do on the side. That's not your normal way of doing how the business operates.
No, it's not really we do on the side. It's just if we have one we're just not crazy about, we try to get rid of it and get one we like better.
Right? Yeah. Why hold on to it when you can get something that's a little better too?
Yeah, that's true.
That is, yep, very true. So what do you guys haul again? Kind of refresh my memory.
We do flatbed haul, and we've got 5 trucks that we keep in the logwoods that do wood chips.
Oh, okay. How's that industry been treating you guys in terms of, lumber? And I know they're kind of taking a little hit.
Slowed down a little bit now, but I think everybody is.
Yeah, there's a lot of my clients who are in trucking right now. I've kind of said the same thing. Year's a little slow, but it's not as bad as they've seen in the past.
That's true. We managed to keep going, but it's not as good as it used to be, but it has been worse times. So.
There have been. And I think everybody can relate back to the 08 crash when that was the worst time.
Yep. Yeah, that's true.
But for any type of business who's been in business as long as you guys to get through that, it's impressive. shows a lot about, you know, who you guys are and that you can push through the difficult times that arise in any type of economy.
Yep, we just had to hang on, do the best we could do.
Right,
just get through it.
I got to ask, Linda, when you guys normally bring on a new truck, is it for a particular job? Like if you, let's say you had a new customer, would you need a new truck for that customer since you already have all the other trucks running for other customers and running loads?
Well, right now, we've been kind of leaning toward day cabs because we're getting some short loads, like I said, of the log woods and everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we've been just kind of leaning over trying to get us some day cabs to have extras here, you know, when we need them and stuff like that.
Right, right, right. Have you guys kind of been trying to diversify your customer base, especially since, excuse me, the lumber and, you know, wood industry is taking a huge hit? Have you guys tried to look into getting new customers?
We don't really have any new customers around here. In fact, a lot of places are closing. But the lumber and steel is about the only thing that we have in this area.
So is it a little scary that you guys are dependent on one industry, really?
Well, we have different people that we deal with. We mm-hmm. put all our eggs in one basket. So, you know, Klausner, a big mill, is building here nearby. They said they're going to have a lot of loads. They started one of them, I think, down in Florida. Now they got the second one up here right in Enfield, North Carolina, which is probably less than 20 miles from here. I don't know. It's not very far from here.
So they would be a nice little customer to have for you, a nice addition, right?
Yeah, we've been talking to them. And then CM Tucker, they do treated wood.
Mm-hmm.
They bought a GP facility where GP had put up for sale. And they said they won't use us, too. They're going to be getting going here pretty soon.
Hey, it looks like some things are in the works for you here. Looks like the business is going to definitely take a nice step forward.
Yeah, just waiting to see what the next few months hold for us.
Yeah, and that's when you're going to look to bring on those new trucks to see if you guys land these contracts.
Yeah, it would be nice.
It would, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
What would that do for the business, essentially? How would that help you guys? Is it going to increase sales tremendously, bring in a new customer, drive up your guys' revenues?
It should. I mean, it should do that because right now, you know, some days you don't do as good. If you had all these extras, you could be running your trucks to full potential.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they're just sitting there, right?
Well, we have a few. They have a day here and there where there's nothing for them. So if we had something continuously every day, there would be that much more revenue coming in.
Right. Do you guys charge per load?
Yeah.
Okay.
We get paid by so many cents a mile by the load we take and where we take it. You know, if you go down south, if you go north, if there's an overlength, because we pull overlength stuff too. We pulled 60, 65, 70 feet. We have pulled 80-some foot on the stretch trailer.
80 feet? Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we pull those before, and you have to have all those permits and escort service and all that stuff.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. But we don't see as much of that anymore.
Yeah, those are the big jobs, right?
Uh-huh.
Wow. All right, here's what I want to do, Linda. I want to be able to at least help you out here when you're looking to bring on these trucks, because I want to see if there's a way that we can earn your business and be a resource to you.
Okay. Well, you can check back if you like in a few months. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is there a particular time you'd like me to check back in December?
Oh, that'd be fine. Say around the... about 5th or 6th of December, somewhere like that'll be fine, first week or so.
Okay, and Linda, do you happen to have an email address so I can shoot you my contact information?
Yeah, it's Driver Trucking, that's DriverTrucking,
mm-hmm.
at CenturyLink, CenturyLink.net.
Okay. So here's what I'll do, Linda. I'm going to shoot you over my contact information. That way you have me on file. And if something comes up before I follow up with you guys, mm-hmm. feel free to give me a call. I'm sure that we can work something out and get some financing in place when you guys are looking to bring those trucks on.
Okay,
I'd love to help you out.
All right. Thanks.
All right. You take care, Linda. Follow up with you and talk to you soon. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.